This is Healing Justice, a podcast bridging conversations at the intersections of collective healing and social change. I'm your host, Kate Werning. Each week, we share a conversation with a powerful leader and an accompanying audio practice to help resource you in your leadership and the well-being of you and your people. In this practice, you're joining a guided exercise for sacred writing. You'll hear Frankie Four of the Peace Poets perform his piece, Lightwork, and you'll be led through a series of prompts to write your own poetry. This practice is one that the Peace Poets offer regularly as part of their workshops, and it can be practiced alone, but it's kind of ideal to do this in a group. So maybe you'll give it a listen through the first time and try it on yourself, and then invite some friends or your team or your youth organizing group or whoever you wanna join the cipher with to join in this exercise with you next time. All you're gonna need to do it is something to write with and a piece of paper. So our teachers for this practice, the Peace Poets, are a collective of five artists that celebrate, examine, and advocate for life through music and poetry. They help invigorate the social movements of our time with chants and songs. And they hail from the Bronx and have performed across the world in over 40 countries. They rock the mic in prisons, schools, community centers, clubs, rallies, refugee camps, and on the blocks where they live. Fortified by the belief that the cipher is the opposite of prison, they are committed to raising up the power of the people to be creative and connected. You can hear more about their work and how they see the cipher and the role of writing in our own liberation by listening to the conversation episode before this one. Highly recommend doing that. It'll give you a lot of ground upon which to try out this practice. And hey, one more thing before we start. So during this practice, there's a couple of different times that they'll cue us to pause the podcast in order to take some time to write. When they do that, you'll hear the sound of a cassette player being stopped. I don't know if everyone even remembers cassette players anymore, or like at what point I'll be dating myself with that reference, but you'll hear that click, right, of like the start and stop of the cassette player. And so here's what it sounds like. So you know when you hear that sound, you're going to hit pause and come back and hit play after you've followed their instructions on your own time. All right, let's dive in. Here we go.
Peace, family. This is Lou Aya and the Last MC. Super hyped to be with you. Yes. And to gather in a good way. Yes, yes, here we are. So that together we can explore the practice of writing as a form of healing and connection. So we know that some of you all are maybe on your own, and some of you all are gathered in community. And so we want to welcome you right now into this space. We want to welcome not just the physical you or what you felt was appropriate to bring here. Actually, we want to welcome all the parts of you, your sadness, your joy. I want to welcome the parts of you who are confused, the parts of you who are anxious. We want to welcome the parts of you who are grateful. And also we want to welcome the frustration, wherever that might be coming from. There's a lot of frustrating things in this world. We want to welcome also your trauma that you bring and the rage and the anger that comes from that, as well as the sadness. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons we're welcoming these parts and so many is because they're not welcome in a lot of the spaces we go into on a daily basis. They're really never welcome in school, so much of that, right? It's not welcome in your workplace. It's probably not welcome, even sometimes in our own homes, in our own families. It's not welcome. So we build a cipher of writing and healing and connecting. Take a second to actually really feel that. Feel that in your body. Feel that in your mind. in your spirit, that it, you're, all of you is welcome. There's probably a lot of parts of you I didn't mention. So we wanna welcome the child in you, the playful one. We wanna welcome the artist in you. Don't believe what they said about you not being able to sing. For real, like, do we wanna welcome the person who is a philosopher. We wanna welcome the person in you, the truth in you that is a scientist in whatever way, the person who is actually a healer. That's not a thing that is given to us all the time, a title given to us all the time. And so we welcome that here too. And we also welcome you not just as a healer, but also as a patient, someone who carries pain and wounds and suffering. And so we welcome you to bring those wounds here and that suffering here. It is all welcome. It's all welcome in this cipher. It's all welcome around the space that you've decided to gather today, whether in community or on your own. You are welcome, and we're happy that you're here. Mm.
Thank you for that. And to continue deepening our grounding, we want to make sure that we honor those who came before us. And so wherever you may be, mm-hmm. to honor the indigenous people of that land, mm-hmm. we're in the heart of the city right now. So we have to honor the Lenape people,
mm-hmm. peace,
and hold a moment for them, hold a moment for ourselves, hold a moment for that healing, which is still on its way. And hopefully those ancestors can inspire us to address that wound. Mm-hmm. We would also like to acknowledge that there is a war being waged in our name. Mm-hmm. And the reality of that, the reality of the devastation, the violence, the trauma that that causes worldwide, and how we can hold that truth so we can finally come face to face with so much that we have been hiding, mm-hmm. and that we receive glimpses from moments of inspiration, mm-hmm. moments of art, moments of humanity. And if we allow ourselves from our own writing. And so to warm up this space, we hope that y'all are sitting in a circle. We invite you to sit in a circle. We often say the circle is the opposite of prison because we are all equal. We see each other. And we would like to initiate the practice of check-in, which is that circle made manifest through words, right? And we're gonna be sitting with the questions of how are we doing? Mm-hmm. What are we carrying? Mm. And so this is our time to express, to let the folks who have shown up as reflections of ourselves, to let them know, what are we celebrating? What are we mourning? What are we keeping close to heart? What is whispering to us right now? Mm. And so if you're alone in this time, take a moment and you can have that reflection on your page. And if you're in collective, someone could start talking about your day, talking about your week, what's on your mind, what's on your heart, and what is something that you're carrying. And once that person start, we'll move to the left until the entire circle has spoken its piece and is grounded for the deep work of reflection and communication. And at this time, you can hit pause on the podcast. If you're alone, you can take this time by yourself on the page. And if you're in a group, you can go around. And once you're finished, once you've completed the cipher, you can hit play and join the rest of the practice. So this piece that's gonna serve as the artistic appetizer is called Lightwork. Our brother Frankie Four wrote this piece in a place of hurting, in a place of hiding, in a place that was hard to hold, which is a place we all have to spend time in. And in and within ourselves, we have to find what is possible. What's that spark that continues to inspire us despite the obstacles, the pressures, the stresses, the anxieties, the physical violence that we may have to endure? What is it that that light is telling you is possible? And so I turn it over to my bro, my brother, my mentor, family, Frankie, to inspire and to open.
I'd like to think that everything is possible, that nothing is an obstacle, that everything is optical and optimism optimal. Pessimism never lets you listen to the God in you. Possibility is so strange and seems so odd to you. Well, the machina done got to you. Selling all their visions on the television, opting you to listen to your insecurities while their modules placing all that sickness and disease up inside of you. Never to provide for you. Always just to bottle you, consuming all the products. Who really gets the benefit? Who really gets the sense of it? Let's really get a sense of it and feel it in your body, son. You are full of love and light. Spit that truth. Embody, son. Cause cynicism consuming all of the human in them. We stay a prism reflecting all of the lumens in them. Aimed at a system that just don't give a fuck. But we're in love with our people. And that's word to this luminous flux. This ain't a mic. This the way you amplify light. So we can see our own reflections in the words that you write. And this ain't a pen, nah. This the way you channel your zen. And meditate upon the days that you were blessed to have been. And this ain't a rap. It's a prayer call to the fact that we're bigger than our fears and their societal traps. On top of that, the world is waiting for you in this hour to realize what you are worth and quickly step into your power. It's not just about your past. We need you more than ever to forgive all of the parts of you you thought were broke and weathered. To give some of that heart that you might think just won't belong. Cause you're too focused on your flaws and everything that you've done wrong. We need your song. Mm-hmm. Just look around into this sea of people. It's a celebration. Bunch of spirits bathed in starlight on a quest for liberation. Ancestors and your sister, see them in your brother's eyes. New dawn and day upon us, and all we have to do is rise. And the divine gave you this breath to speak and call your truth to power. In the face of all injustice and a darkness that devours, in the face of crooked cops and a violence that's systemic, it's our fate to sing our song upon this silence epidemic. And you ain't alone. Let's take this time to welcome you home. To a movement born of movements within a dance of our own. Be buoyant through revolution, be girding through liberation, up rocking to the solution, pop locking through occupation. Family, have you ever had a dream before? And don't mistake it for impossible just because it's something you ain't seen before. So my name is Frankie Four, and that piece was called Lightwork.
Snap, snap, snap. Hey. To our family, Frankie, thank you for that piece. And to say a word on it, on the intention of it, one of the concepts that really sticks out is that everything is possible. Thinking about possibility. Possibility is something that derives from hope. Hope is something that happens when we're in healing or we're healed. Mm. You know, and healing is a lifelong process. So we have to look, rather, we're looking at Frank's piece. It's beautiful because he connects the hurt, right? And the ways that hurt can surface through depression, through anxiety, things that cause us to lose our self-worth. Mm-hmm. Addressing that, tying that into the messages that we're receiving from an oppressive society, mm-hmm. and doing the healing work to feel hope again. And so being hopeful is intimately tied into healing, intimately tied into your belief about yourself, what you think possible, what dreams do you think you can bring to fruition. Mm-hmm. That is your healing. That is tied into your healing. Mm-hmm. And so just want to again raise that up, because this is an important intentionality that we're raising in this podcast around mm-hmm. healing. And oftentimes we like to compartmentalize art, but poetry mm-hmm. is a form of healing, is a vehicle for healing, as we see and as we feel and hear from Frankie and from many beloved poets. Mm.
And that's exactly why today we want to take you on a written journey through the process of hurt and hope towards healing, acknowledging and honoring that all that exists within you right now, mm-hmm. right here, wherever you find yourself today, wherever you've come from, and wherever you're going, those things are present within you. And we're going to use the art of writing to explore that a little bit. And I want to invite you to let go of the idea that is so prevalent in our society of giving a value to art based on its quality, right? Mm-hmm. Based on its how many people like it, right? This is a different form of art that we practice. What we're doing is honoring the wisdom of one of our elders, who says, if it is real, it is good. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Drum taught us that lesson, and it's something that we like to share. So that's the way in which I want to invite you all to write right now. So take out if you don't already have it out, take out a pen and a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. And let this be a little bit of a different experience, especially those of y'all who might be regularly writing. Sometimes we're like, oh, you know, I'm not sure if I'm ready to get into this writing right now. But today is a different type of writing. This isn't something for anybody else. It's not something you're going to hand in. It's not something you're going to have someone correct or someone raise up or tear down, actually. This is a place, if you can look at that page for a second and remind yourself that all of you is welcome, not just in the circle, but on that page. All of you. Whatever truth, whatever word, whatever line comes out of you is welcome in that space. It's a space where it can live, where it can stay, where it can be. Now that we believe that poetry changes the space, so wherever you are right now, having heard Frankie Foer's piece, slightly shifted the space that you're in, because that's what art does, that's what poetry does. And now we want you to be the creator of that shift as well. So we're gonna do a piece, and in this writing, feel completely free. You can rhyme or not rhyme. You can flow the way you do. It could be a list of words. It could be a story. It could be sentences. And what we're gonna offer is a prompt to get you started. And actually there will be three prompts that come little by little. And so we're gonna start with this first line, and you will just finish the line in whatever feels right to you. No wrong way to do it. So I want you to start by writing, I heal because. So write that on that page in front of you. I heal because. And take the next 5 to 7 minutes to explore that. And you can pause the podcast while you do. And if you're vibing and want to go for a little longer, then that's all right too. We trust y'all to make that decision about when to press play on the podcast. So everybody go ahead and get in that space. Let whatever comes out, come out. I heal because. All right, so thank you for engaging that, for engaging yourself and engaging the paper in this way of bringing out your truth. I want you, wherever you at, to consider, I heal with. What are your tools of healing? What are the things that you heal with? Similarly, challenge yourself to let whatever surfaces come out onto the page. So now's the time to hit pause again and come back in 5 to 7 minutes. Welcome back. So now for our final prompt, we want you to imagine all the things that are possible with healing. And so you're gonna finish the line, I heal so that. Imagine what this city, this country, this world, your family, your friends, your community, your movement could look like. Right? What are you healing so that it can become real? I heal so that. So one more time, take 5 to 7 minutes, and then we'll come on back together. I heal so that. All right, welcome back. Thank you again for doing that, for exploring on the page, maybe in a way that you haven't in a while. Maybe those, some of you all love to write poetry, write music, who knows? But what you just did right now is a practice of deep reflection on the process of healing in the form of writing. And so who knows what came out, but it's exciting to do that, to go there, to surprise ourselves. And I can tell you from experience, a lot of times we are surprised by what comes out. So if you are right now, don't worry, it's good. If you think I couldn't possibly share this, that's okay. So this is the time actually that we call the cipher. So it's when we do share. So it already is a lot. And I wanna just say that even putting it on the page is a huge step for many of us that I wanna congratulate you on and affirm the importance of. So for those who are on your own right now, I want you to take the next few minutes to read these words out loud. And I want you to maybe read them first, just quietly to yourself. And then what is the way in which your voice wants to say these words about your healing, about the healing you do in the world, about why it's necessary? So for those who are in community, we're gonna do a process called the cipher, and that's reading one by one. When we do that, we wanna invite each person to share and allow after people to resonate with what they said, and people to share what lines they really vibed with, where they felt connected, what moved them after each person shares. And don't be shy in this process of affirmation. So you can snap, you can clap. If you feel something when somebody's spitting, you can give them a little love, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's like as a friend said to me the other day, like artists live off applause. And sometimes too real. But you all as artists today, it's not about being, again, the high quality art, which we're doing right now. Is becoming more human through the process of sharing things that come out of us when we're a little bit more vulnerable. And that's a deep thing. So this is the cipher. One by one, you're gonna go around, and just like the check-in, anybody starts and we go to the left one by one. After each person shares, you're gonna allow a minute for folks to resonate with what line spoke to them, with what moved them. And then right after that, we go ahead and we continue to keep the circle moving. Please, 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 this is my deep belief. Don't be shy when it comes to affirmations. Do try to fully see each other. And like I said, if you're feeling something, show that love. So you can now pause the podcast for as long as it takes to get around as a cipher or to say the poem out loud, and then we'll come on back.
I'm smiling because I know that what just happened was powerful. Myself knows that in the future, in the possibility of futures, we are planting seeds for healing, for love, for joy. This podcast is a seed, and if you've planted it, I know that what you grew is amazing, is mm-hmm. inspiring, mm-hmm. and I can't wait till y'all put that out there, express that. And if you're not putting it out there, I know it's going to motivate, it's going to act as momentum for us to step more into our loving selves, into our healing selves. So thank you for doing that work. Thank you for holding space for yourself and for the collective. So to close out our time, our space, our ritual together, I'm gonna ask y'all if you're capable and comfortable to stand. If you need to respond to your body right now, you may have been sitting, so you may have to just stretch your back out, take a deep breath, ground yourself in the physical experience of your body. Thank your body for holding you down, hooking you up, raising you to this point. And I'm gonna ask you to think of one word that's on your mind or your heart, so that we can put it out into the space as we close. So now I'm gonna ask you to take your left hand and put it on the shoulder of the person to the left of you. Right? Left hand to the shoulder of the person to the left of you. Right? We're connected. If it feels more comfortable, you can link arms as well. When someone is ready, you can start the circle. We'll start our circle here to join you and to emulate it. And then I'm gonna count down on up to three, and we're gonna say Ashe together. And Ashe is a word from the Yoruba, and it's saying, it's like saying let it be. So the energy, the poetry, the healing, the joy that we've planted and reaped here, may it continue to bless us, may it continue to remind us of that truth, of our truth, that we need each other. We need this healing, like we need this air. And so I'm gonna start and pass to the left, and then we're gonna count up to three and say Ashe. Family.
Connected.
Mountains.
And now on three, we'll say Ashe together. After that, we can make some noise just to celebrate ourselves because we deserve it. One, two, three.
Ashe!
Thank you to the Peace Poets for sharing that beauty and power with us. And thank you, y'all, for diving in, writing something, sharing it out loud to yourself or with others. That's a beautiful thing. Thank you for taking that risk and showing up for yourself in that way. You can download our corresponding conversation episode with the Peace Poets, the one right before this one. I love this one. We talk about so many things. We talk about the power and meaning of language, writing for healing and connection, the cipher as a gathering place for reclaiming our power through story. They also share about direct action, gender, conflict, and how they stay together as a crew throughout the decades. You'll hear them burst into poetry and song throughout that whole episode because it's just what they do, it's how they show up. And so it's a total joy to listen to them. You can sign up to stay in touch with us and hear when new episodes drop at healingjustice.org. And you can also stay in touch on social media. We're sharing quotes from our episodes all the time. Would love to add you to the conversation. Folks comment, they engage, right? We're building some virtual community. And so please come join us there. On Instagram, we're at Healing Justice. You can like Healing Justice Podcast on Facebook or follow at HJ Podcast on Twitter. If you'd like to give an offering in reciprocity and gratitude for this practice and all the practices we share for free every week, you can do so by contributing at patreon.com/healingjustice. It means so much when you contribute, no matter how big or small. And it also means a lot when you share this with your trusted folks who could benefit from it, when you give us love on social media, when you rate and review, wherever you're listening to your podcast. All of that gives us fuel to continue. So thank you for those ways in which you're showing up. This episode was generously edited by Yoshi Fields and was mixed and produced by Zach Meyer at The Coal Room. And we want to give a special shout out to Yoshi, who has been such a reliable content editor for us, all volunteer, so skilled, so amazing. And he's actually moving to Israel for a podcast internship. And so Yoshi, we send you on your way with all best wishes and blessings. Thank you for your service to our community, and we know you're going to do amazing things. So thank you all of you who dove in and practiced together, and for your commitment to building movements that liberate all of us. Hear you next week.